Good morning.
Good morning.
The scripture reading today is from Mark 12, verses 28-34. Our gospel reading for today comes from a passage just prior to the one we read last week, in which Jesus contrasted the faith of the scribes and the temple leaders with the poor widow, offering all she had. In today's reading, again, he engages the scribes and leaders. But this time, they try to trip him up in verbal debate. Undaunted by their attempts, Jesus leads the scribe directly to the core of the Jewish and Christian teaching, love. And one of the scribes came up and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered them well, asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' And the scribe said to him, 'You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and there is no other but he. And to love him with all heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, is much more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.' And when Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' And after that, no one dared ask him any question." Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Will you join me in prayer? You got it too? You actually did, because in your bulletin there should be three little pieces of green paper and one little piece of yellow paper. Did you get it? You got it? And they say a little thing on them. They ask a question on those little sheets of paper. What is one thing you love to be involved with at Northwood, or you love to do at Northwood? That's one thing. And there's three of those green papers. And then there's a yellow paper that says, what is one event, happening, group that you wish Northwood had or had more of? And so begins a time of sorting, a time of mapping, a time of figuring out among us. We are on a bit of a journey starting today. That will involve today's meeting after the church, and two more in January, that will help us to reshape our ministry here at Northwood. God's ministry here at Northwood. And so, as a beginning, would you just take a moment, maybe Jimmy, you could play a tape, or take me as I am, or something like that. And if you could write down, you've got three of those green ones. So that gives you three opportunities to say, this is something I love to be involved with at Northwood. It could be an event, it could be a group, it could be I love to come here and see my friends. It could be I love to work in the garden. I don't know what it is that you love that brings you here. Did you guys get some? So just take a moment, if you can get a pen or pencil close at hand, just write down, and you've got three opportunities, just take a moment to write those down about Gina Place and around it. Surely, if that were the case for us, they would also be the words, our final words on our lips at the end of our life, I'm sure. Because just imagine how those words, those intentions would shape your life. A commandment to love God with everything, all that we are and all that we have. Imagine how that would change things for you. For us. And Jesus adds something to it. Love your neighbor as yourself. Imagine if that too became our opening and closing mantra of the day, spoken on our second breath, love your neighbor as yourself. How would it change the way that you live if these spiritual practices of saying these words shaped your lives? These commandments, these most important things. I mean, no wonder after Jesus answers the question, they didn't dare ask him another one. Getting right down to core things. I want to try something. What's the next slide? Yeah, no, I didn't do it. Well, let's try it anyway. I was hoping to give you the words, but looks like we're going to have to rely on your memory, Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Let's just try saying that together, twice. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, with all your strength. Love the Lord your God with all your soul, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. What does that do as you let those words pass your lips and breathe into them each time you do it? I don't know about for you, but for me, part of it is breathing. But part of it is the words, the core centrality of those words. They ground me. Repeating that love teaching of Jesus, it's a sense of getting down to basics about having my feet firmly planted on solid ground, of getting first things first in a very grounded and kind of spiritual way as we breathe those words in and out of ourselves. And I can see why Jesus put them first as the core teachings of the faith. Love is at the center. It's not just love as an external experience or as an internal experience, but it's both. It's love that shapes us. It's identity-shaping love. It's the kind of love that reminds us who we are in our soul. It's life-shaping love. It involves the way I use my life, my power, my strength, my mind. And then, of course, the second commandment, love neighbor as yourself, involves everything I do outside of myself, all of my relations. It involves my politics. It involves my sense of community. It involves how we are in this place. In a lot of ways, that's really what we're about today as a community of faith at our congregational forum afterwards. Grounding in the most important things. We'll try to map our ministry here at Northwood. And that's not just a fun exercise, although it will be that. We are in a time of reshaping, in which it has become clear that the shape of ministry, with two full-time ministers and custodial staff and office staff and music staff and all that kind of stuff that we're used to and love, cannot be sustained the way it is and needs to be reshaped. Trouble is, we love that. We love the way it was. We love the way it has been. We love the shape our ministry has had. And it's really hard. We know it will affect the way ministry is and feels here, the way our community works. So we've decided to draw, because we love it so much, we've decided to draw a map of our ministry based on what we love. Because it is true, love shapes our lives. And if you want to know what is core important first in people's lives, look at what they love. Look at what they love to do. Look at who they love to be with. How they love in the world. What they give themselves to. We say here at Northwood, we are here to embrace the community with the love of Christ. And a couple of years ago, we held a couple of meetings that kind of envisioned what that might look like. What are the key elements to that here? And we talked about four key elements. The way we imagine that love unfolding and broadening in our life together. Four key elements that we are a community of belonging, where people can find a real place of home, where their soul can be at rest, and know they are loved and accepted. We talked about Northwood as a community of learning and growth. For every age, we're never done. A community where faith is not static, but it changes, it grows, it's nurtured and it's challenged. We talked about Northwood as a community that reaches out, and as we did that, I thought, that's exactly right. Involving lots of activities beyond ourselves, but also letting the world reach in as well. It's a kind of a porous exterior to Northwood. And we talked about, in our community, being a community of light, which involves lightheartedness, humor, joy, celebration, every week a celebration. But also light as in a light of hope in the midst of our own lives and in the midst of this part of North Surrey. That's the way we said we see ourselves. And if we were to add up all the things we do for love, especially the things that you wrote down, what would that add up to when we put it all up? What would it actually look like? How would those four things kind of take on flesh? That's the challenge, I think. And it's not just a challenge for us as a church in this moment that is a challenge. But it's always our challenge. As people who believe in love at the core, as people who believe in a loving God who has anointed us to love with everything we got. Everything we are. That's the challenge, to practice that love in the things we do. In the priorities we set for ourselves and for our world. To pay attention to the loves and longings in our life and work with God to shape life. So now I'm going to presume upon the team of people that have been working on this meeting that will follow. I'll ask you to go and get some offering plates, because I would like you to take those green and yellow pieces of paper and offer them. They are your loves and longings with respect to Northwood United Church.